This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. Take a look back at the wheat reports from Monday. And we started off as I spoke with Justin Gilpin, the CEO of Kansas Wheat Commission. He indicated that overall across the state, wheat has yielded better than expected for most producers. There were problems earlier, particularly with dryness, but rains came at a very good time and have helped with the fill period in the wheat. Also said that, you know, there's still some dryness in some of the western areas, but hopefully the rains will be better this year and overall a better outlook for the wheat crop than what we saw last year. Also had some updated reports from Tamara Wallace from last week. She spoke with Jonathan and Jerry Danzel at Sharon Springs, Dawson Gotwell at American Plains Co-op in Dorrance, Kansas. They indicated the wheat there better than average and good quality wheat generally being seen. Next, we heard from Kyle Bauer as he spoke to Russ Tattigan around Clay Center. And after that, He traveled to Beloit, Kansas to the CVA elevator there. I spoke with the manager, Lonnie Spangler. Said the harvest pretty well finished up. Yields anywhere from 30 to 60. Surprisingly good and good quality. Test weights have been good. There are not really any problems with any disease in the area. I also spoke to Scott Albers at Agmark, a marketing company in Beloit, Kansas. So the harvest has gone well. It's refreshing to be on the higher side of expectations rather than the lower one for a change. Yields are better than expected. Marketing has been somewhat of a challenge with the depressed prices. Need to protect downward prices and leave the upside open if possible. So getting near to the end of harvest and probably more selling will happen once harvest is complete. I also spoke with Cody Richards at CVA in Glen Elder, Kansas. They have a large facility there. It's a rail terminal there as well. They're winding down their harvest. Just a few producers left. Harvest has gone well. Better yields. They've seen yields anywhere from 30s to even up to 100 in one field. Quality's good, all number one quality. They have not been really loading out much in terms of rail cars, except single cars, as export demand is down this year. I spoke also with Doug Stathson at Schuller in Downs, Kansas. They're 95% done in the area. It should finish up if the weather cooperates in the next few days. They did have a half inch of rain on Monday morning, but still pretty dry around the area. They need rain. It's the third year in a row that they feel they're still seeing some drought. The wheat harvest is 90 to 95% of normal. Really not consistent. It's test weights also were probably about 59% average, but highly variable. Those yields 90 to 95% of normal. As far as problems, they have seen some dry weather, and they had hail in part of their area. It completely whacked out a few fields, but mostly just a percentage of the fields, but that really cut down on some of the wheat harvest in the area as well. They also had mosaic as an issue in some areas. And the bulk of the wheat, as far as yields, anywhere from probably 20 up to 70, but that also highly variable. And that has been a look back at the Monday harvest. We'll continue to bring you reports throughout the day today on the wheat harvest as I've traveled around most of it. In this part that I've seen so far on Monday was pretty well complete. Not many fields haven't been cut at this point in this area, but I think as I move Further north, we'll see more cutting taking place. This is Jim Winger for KFRM.